everyone. It's wonderful to see you this morning. It's wonderful to be here. I hope that you all will find our worship today to be comforting and challenging and all of those things that we come to worship to share together. We have several things in the bulletin. First of all is a folded flyer for the Christmas Joy offering. This is one of our four special offerings during the year. And talks about the things that the Joy offering goes for. One is support of retired clergy and for assistance to other households in need. So take a read of this and find out what it's all about. We will be taking that offering Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. If you want to give before that, if you're not going to be here, that would be fine. Just either put it in an envelope marked Christmas Joy or mark your check Christmas Joy so Matt knows what to do with it. What else have we got? Today was the deadline for the Ludlow Giving Tree Christmas presents. If you haven't turned them into Jean, then you have about 40 minutes. You've got them all? Okay. And it's also the day to turn in gift cards for Buckhorn Children and Family Services. Jack is preaching in another congregation this morning, and so Bill Lindsay is here somewhere, and he, oh, that's right, you're the liturgist. He's hiding behind there. He's the liturgist. So he's taking the cards, and you, again, you have about 40 minutes to get those to Bill. This Tuesday, we will be taking a field trip to CLASP at 3:30 p.m., and if you would like to go along, see me or Bill so that we can get you there. Or you can meet us. Tell us you're going to meet us there. This goes along with our Sunday school class. And our idea that Sunday school and Christian education is more than just studying the Bible, but it's actually seeing the Bible in action. So that's one way that we can see Christian faith in action. Christmas tea will be next Sunday, December 18th at 4 in the Fellowship Hall. There will be a short play entitled The One-Page Christmas Epic, starring Jeff Carter and Joanna Bailey. Yes? Okay. And there will also be Christmas carol singing, fellowship, and treats provided by our members. Punch, cheese balls, sandwiches, and cookies. And donations are accepted. Did you want to say something about the play?
The play that Joanna found is a one-act, two-scene play. It is reimagining the nativity at the Hollywood blockbuster. And the producer has come up with this fabulous idea for a new movie. So it's a very entertaining and very funny play. So hope you all can come.
And yes, Jean? Okay. If you know what you're going to bring to the tea, let Jean know so that we can make sure we have enough, a balance of everything. Over the next several weeks, we'll be participating in the food drive for Thanksgiving and Christmas seasons. Al let me know this week that they took a big barrel of, an overflowing barrel of goodies down to Be Concerned, and you know, the barrel, we talked in Sunday school this morning about how the barrel empties and the barrel refills. It's almost like the magical fountain. So, but I know it's due to you all. And so thank you for your participation and let's continue to support Be Concerned. Covington Partners is collecting school supplies. I don't see that we have yes, I do. Between now and December 26th, there will be a box in the narthex I'm not sure we have a box out there yet, but we will. Is it? Okay. So, and there's a whole list of things. So thank you for your participation. Committee chairs, please submit a report of your activities to the office for the 2016 annual report. We would like to have all the reports by January 9th, 2017, to give Patricia a chance to put together the report. And the date of the annual meeting of the congregation will be January 29th. If you've moved, changed your phone number or your email address, please let the office know so that we can change it in the directory. And on the back of this are the list of people who have donated for the beautiful poinsettias. And thank you very much. And yes, ma'am.
Thank you to Matt Hastings for
arranging it. Yes. Thank you, Matt. Well done. Are there any other announcements that we need to hear this morning?
Sharon, yes. A follow up on our Christmas card to the troops. I took about 150 of those, including the ones from CLASP and the ones that the congregation had signed. So that's very good work and very much appreciated by the Red Cross.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other announcements? As I light the Christ candle, I offer you all the peace and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Good morning. Stand if you are able for the call to worship and the prayer. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to God all my life long.
Let us sing. Join me in the prayer of the day, please. God, our light and salvation, you bring hope and peace to the lowly and oppressed. Let us see the world through your eyes, that we may love the widow and orphan, that we may work for justice, that our lives may bear witness to the good news of the kingdom at hand, and our vocation serve to draw people to your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. Please be seated. The first reading is from Isaiah chapter 35, verses 1 through 10, and I'm reading from the New International Version. The wilderness and the wasteland shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice, even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, the excellence of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the excellence of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful-hearted, be strong, do not fear. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then the lame shall leap like deer, and the tongue of the dumb sing. For waters shall burst forth to the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. And the habitation of jackals, where each lay, there shall be grass with reeds and rushes. A highway shall be there, and a road, and it shall be called the highway of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for others. Whoever walks the road, although a fool, shall not go astray. No lion shall be there, nor shall any ravenous beast go up on it. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return, and come to Zion with singing, with the everlasting joy on their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our hymn of praise is Rejoice, Rejoice, Believers, number 15.
Friends, as we heard last week in our scripture, John the Baptist calls us to repent, not only because we regret our actions, but also because the kingdom of God is near and we must prepare. So I want you to think about what you need to repent of this week, and please turn to someone near you and share that. You don't have to be personal, you don't have to be detailed, but just a word or a short phrase of what you feel you need to be, that you need to let go of and repent of this week. And then pray with each other for the forgiveness of Christ. We respond today by lighting the Advent candle, and today we are lighting the candle of joy. And even amongst all of the troubles and sorrows that we humans are faced with, there is still joy to be found in the world, in the face of a child, in the wonder of God's beautiful creation, in the music of the season. We also find joy when the poor and oppressed receive justice. Friends, may hope, peace, and joy follow you through the season of Advent and into the new year. Friends, may the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pass the peace to one another.